And how do you prepare yourself when you're going to the stage with someone you haven't played before, and you will do an improvisational concert? Do you prepare yourself, or you just go with the flow on the stage, or?
You mean me as a musician?
Yes, you as a musician. I will go now.
I don't prepare. Mm-hmm. I prefer actually. I mean, it's not like a laziness thing.
I
want to remain completely open and intuitive and mm-hmm. really have my tentacles out, ready to deal with this situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I prepare by simply spending time with the person before and having dinner with them, and you know, that's nice. It's not very nice if you go on stage and you didn't get a chance. That you have some kind of good feeling between each other before you play.
Mm.
That's it. I have
talked with another improvisers, and a lot of them said that they talk about movies, about things
things.
Like, and then on the stage they just meet with
Lean Left, this group, and with when I play with John Butcher, those are the two things that I do that are the most free improvise. We never arrange anything. With Lean Left, it's great because, I mean, Ken and Paul, they're like fantastic, amazing musicians, and they come from a kind of different musical world and background than me and Terry. Me and Terry probably share a lot more similarities to do with our history of musicals. But they've played together for so long, and me and Terry have played together for so long. So when it comes together, it's like this clash of like 10,000 ideas and all of our record collections thrown into the pot, but we don't plan any of it. So sometimes we're playing, and suddenly I hear 60s soul, and then a second later it's gone, and then you hear like abstract noise, and that happens. And I think all of us experience the same thing, that we don't really know what's going to happen, and we enjoy that. It's like the music keeps taking these strange corners that none of us can control, and none of us want to control. We want to experience it and enjoy it, and hopefully the audience has the same thing, that they feel, what's going to happen next? It's not like, this is a typical Lean Left gig. We know what, then they might know what it's going to sound like to do with the sound of our instruments, but they can never say that they know what it's going to sound like musically. We don't know what it's going to sound like, and it's a very, it really depends.
I saw you at the Gronka with the Lean Left. At Gronka in Ljubljana.
Yeah.
Yes. I've heard Led Zeppelin inside of the...
Definitely, I'm sure. Sometimes I play a line and suddenly Paul's like... playing a rock beat behind, and I'm going, and after about a minute, I think, okay, now I've got to stop this and do something else. But other times we don't; we just keep it going or something, and it's great. So actually, a lot of great accidents happen, but they're accidents that happen.
They're triggers, somehow.
And we let them happen, and we decide whether we keep them going. It's really fun.
And when you're in the zone, when you're playing guitar, what is happening inside of you? Are you present with the...
I'm mostly... My ears are probably working the most intensely that they are. I'm just listening. Especially when I think with Lean Left I do it a lot because I'm really trying to... There's so much going on. I'm trying to find a way to make this music work always, so that it doesn't become a kind of discombobulated ball of chaos.
Mm.
The whole time I'm trying to somehow glue it or create something to change it, or so it's like just intense concentration and intense listening. That's the only way I can do it. For me, it's the best, the most, probably the most moment where I'm the most present in concentrating on something and really, really listening and focused. So I don't really know if I feel emotion. I feel elation, and sometimes frustration if it's not working or it's too loud. But I don't really know how I feel in that moment. I'm too busy trying to make it work.
Mm.
And I have the same thing with John Butcher. With John Butcher, there's more space, so I have more time to think about where we're going. But I try not to think too much, like make kind of intellectual decisions about what I'm going to do. I really try, like, what are we saying, that you have to do it in the moment and be completely intuitive.
Mm.
Use your ears and trust yourself and trust the other musician. Mm. And that's why, in a way, I like to improvise, but I'm not an improviser that just wants to play with any other improviser. There are lots of great improvisers out there, but I don't want to play with all of them. That's not what it's about. It's about finding players that you can really, really work with, and then developing something over years, over time with them. So I've been playing with John for 10 years, but just once in a while. But for me, each time we play, it develops and it gets better. And the same with Lee Neff. We don't tour a lot, and I'm much more interested in keeping those musical relationships going long term than playing with 27 different gigs in a year with John plays with a lot of other musicians. He's really able to do that, and he likes that. He likes that challenge, but I think I prefer building relationships, like really long term, with specific musicians.
Mm.
I mean, there's 10 million improv CDs out there.
Everybody's
played with everybody.
This scene is really open for the you have to find your your field, what you are feeling, that's good for you. And